progress report now. So first of all, thank you so much for joining NITV Radio. It'd be lovely if you could introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your people and country.
Sure. My name's Auntie Helen. They call me Auntie Helen down here. And we lived in Lake Tyers, the Kurnai people down there. So I'm a Kurnai elder from Lake Tyers. We moved from Gippsland to Ararat. I've got 9 sisters and 1 brother. My brother passed away coming up 8 years. My sister passed away 3 weeks ago. Oh, well, I've had grown-up children in Geelong, and I've lived in Ocean Grove for 45-6 years. It's been a long time. And I've just been very active in the community with Wathaurong, the local Aboriginal people down this area who owns this land. And yeah, we just, sort of got a lot of connections here, and I just love it. It's just great.
It's beautiful country here too, and you come from beautiful country, but obviously you're being looked after here, which is good.
I have been looked after very well down here. I mean, I did go to a non-Aboriginal family who looked after me when I was 11, and they actually gave me my heritage, because I didn't really know a lot about my heritage, because Mum and Dad really didn't talk about it, and we often wondered why we were different colours. And my family, we are all different colours, but we're from the same mother and father. But so I was with a non-Aboriginal family, so I had the best of both worlds, because they looked after me in a great way. And being down at Lake Tyers, we went collecting fish and gum, and just having a lovely time on the mission. But then everything kind of changed when we moved around. So this is where I've settled.
So you talk about you had the best of both worlds, but at this today here at the Reconciliation in the Park, you're actually teaching a really very old craft of basket weaving. And do you want to talk a bit about what you've been teaching today and how you learned?
Yes, my grandmother, I would say that my grandmother taught me when I was 5 years old to make baskets, but I didn't sort of think much of it until when about 18, I went up to the gallery up in Melbourne, and there were buttons there that you pushed, and as you pushed the buttons there was I walked away, and as I turned around to listen, and it was a familiar voice that I'd heard for a long time but forgotten all about, and I turned and it was my grandmother. I just fell on the floor in a heap crying, because I hadn't seen her since I left Lake Tyers, and I thought, well, she's taught me how to make baskets, and I bought a video of her making the baskets. I took it home and I thought, well, I'm going to have a go at it. So I've been doing this for probably nearly 20 years now, and I've just, I just loved it. And being here in Johnson's Park, and I come almost every year, and it's just so lovely. I mean, today was even marvellous with all the dancing and singing, and people just, come and they, you saw how busy we've been. You've had a great go and you've done really well. And I just appreciate you coming, and I appreciate everybody else just coming and wanting to learn our culture.
Well, you certainly know how to attract a crowd, and there's something quite meditative about basket weaving, but obviously, it takes a bit of time to get it right. And do you want to talk a bit about just the baskets were traditionally used for and now how they're being used today?
Yeah, sure. They were traditionally used as gathering, like little lizards and berries and, all sorts of stuff, and even gum, like putting the gum in or sap off the tree. Even koolamons, the big koolamons, I use those for the babies as well, because they don't got nowhere to put the babies, so they made koolamons. I've got a big eel cap, it's probably about that big at the moment, and I want to make it longer than this table, because it's a dying tradition, and I would like to keep it going as much as I can. I've worked in the schools for years, and it's like getting the younger ones to start to learn how to do the basket weaving itself.
It's good. I've even learned about some people who end up having strokes or other health conditions that actually use the weaving to help them with their recovery.
I reckon it would be wonderful for the people that's not well, and it's very therapeutic, but it's just getting the thing going before you actually start making a basket. I think that part would be a little bit hard, but if I started to do what I was doing, making the coil and then sort of weaving it first, that would be so good for people, who are ill or need something to sort of keep them occupied.
You might need to make some starter packs.
I might have to. took me a little while doing it, but I think we could, you know, certainly do something like that. It'd be great.
Well, you've had I know you've been lovely to watch, and also just to see all the kids come up and their mums also, you know, follow up as well with it. So thank you so much for talking to me today, and it's lovely to meet you, and thanks for teaching me. I always wanted to learn, and I've learned another way from up north, but this is a really beautiful way, and it's, I hope I can sort of make something good out of it.
I hope you can, and I hope to hear from you again too.
Thank you.